all around the streets of Sydney, people are noticing something strange. Not only are they noticing, they're talking about it, posting on social media, and getting hyped. And it's all for the movie It, a movie adaptation of Stephen King's novel and a remake of the 1990 miniseries.
What happens when another Georgie goes missing? Or one of us? Are you just gonna pretend it isn't happening like everyone else in this town?
If we stick together, we'll win.
Jesus Christ! Okay. So do you want to know why they keep remaking old films? It's because those films have already got a following, and so, however bad they are, people will go and see them anyway. Recycling ideas seems to be an ongoing theme in Hollywood, but judging by past attempts at recreating classics such as Friday the 13th, Dirty Dancing, Carrie, and most recently The Mummy, they're very rarely successful. Now, these films might have flopped because they were just plain terrible movies, or because you just never knew they were out. Did you know that they remade Friday the 13th?
I had no idea.
Yeah, it didn't do too well, did it?
I've never seen the original and I didn't know they remade it.
No.
Dirty Dancing.
No, although I know that was a musical at some point. I didn't know there was a new film.
Yes, unfortunately, I remember that.
I thought that was coming out still.
No, it's out. It's actually out.
Okay.
What about Carrie?
Nah.
Carrie, that was god awful.
The Mummy?
I did know about that one, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know who was in it?
Not Brendan Fraser.
No.
Tom Hanks or something? No.
Tom Cruise.
The Scientologist one, yeah.
Without Brendan Fraser, that was the thing that killed it for me. I was like, no, I need Brendan Fraser. Yeah.
Apparently the worst movie that's ever come out.
As you can hear, most people never knew about the remakes or just thought they should never have been made in the first place. And a lot of this comes down to marketing, which is one thing that the team from It has done very well. The marketing team have attached balloons to drains around Sydney, as well as people dressing up as clowns, not to mention the amazing yet scary bus stop posters and billboards. I asked the people of Sydney what they thought of the publicity for the film.
Look, it'd probably stay away from the drain and it'd definitely stay away from the clown. Like, no way. That's not on.
I would run very fast the other way. I know where this is going and that is terrifying.
Run as fast as I could.
The balloon, I'd be confused. And if I have seen it all over social media, so I'd then go, this is something, and I'd look it up.
It comes out in cinemas today. But unless you've been living under a rock, you probably already knew that. So is this marketing technique effective?
Well, I think the marketing campaign's scary, which, it makes it effective. It's a horror movie, so, I'm not going, you're a clown. Like, the whole villain's a clown. Like, screw that, man, I'm out.
Hugely. It's really pandering to people's fear of clowns as well, I think, which is a little bit like, that's not very nice. But it's doing its job, and it's doing its job well.
I mean, I'm thinking about it right now, so, it's working.
And you know it's coming out.
Yeah, I know it's coming out, and I'm going to avoid it like the plague.
Absolutely. I mean, people who have seen it know exactly what it means, and people who haven't are going to be curious to find out. And for a horror movie, I think it's really good to scare people, and then they might want to see it.
There you have it. And critics have already given the film an 8.6 out of 10 rating, and you can find out for yourself from today. Could this be the most successful remake of all time? Well, if their marketing is anything to go by, I think it could be. I'm Sean Brown, After's FM.